I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies, and we are live from Radio Row here in Charlotte, North Carolina for the ACC tip-off, and we are joined now by Virginia Tech women's basketball coach, Coach Megan Duffy. What's going on, Coach?
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
What are you looking forward to most about year two?
I mean, there's just such a just different comfort level year one to year two. You just know the ropes a little better, you know, from understanding the league. You know, all our returning players, we have a much better relationship because we've been in the fire together. And then just understanding our fan base, they're so supportive of women's basketball. I'm just so very proud to be the leader here.
Is there an off season anymore in basketball?
No, there's really no off season. It's just you have different duties and different times of year. I mean, we used to have May and August that was a little more chill, and now you're talking portal time and retaining your roster. You go right into recruiting with all the high school players and AAU moments, and then you're back shaping your team on campus in the summer. So there's not a lot of time. You got to have pockets of you know, just making sure you're getting your energy and recovery. But yeah, it's a 24/7 job.
Is that frustrating, or do you enjoy that work in the off season?
No, I love it. I mean, I think it can be frustrating for some coaches, and you see some different dynamics going on in college athletics. But for me, I got a whole lot of energy. I'm excited to be building this program, and you know, I don't mind the challenges that face us every day.
So last year you finished 8th in the ACC, one of the last teams held out of the NCAA tournament. How much has that motivated you this offseason?
You know, like for my first year, we were just trying to lay a foundation. We didn't know where we were going to be in the standings, what the end of the season was going to look like. But what's been incredible is just the growth of our returning players. We were able to also go out and get some new players from the transfer portal, and then we have four freshmen. So there's just a comfort level of building this the right way. Obviously, we were very disappointed with that call and that selection, you know, show. But the fact that we were in position to do it, I think it gives us great momentum.
How is this program starting to resemble what you envisioned when you took over?
You know, I think it's getting there. I think it's a step-by-step process. I think you always have to be ready to adapt with the changing times, meaning your roster could look different. You might have a vision of how it should look, and, you know, things change. So you have to be very adaptable. You have to be ready to pivot. But I like the mindset about our team. I like their work ethic. I like their attitude toward each other. And I think we got some good ingredients in place.
Joined by Virginia Tech women's basketball coach, Coach Duffy. And women's basketball at Virginia Tech was certainly on the rise before you got here. How do you keep lifting it forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think we celebrate our fans. They're the ones that are driving us in a lot of ways. And, you know, so we're trying to put just great great people in front of them, that they have a product to cheer for. You know, my job is to keep this at a high level. And obviously with the changing times, when coaching changes happen, like, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. You could lose your whole roster. You could keep half of it. It's almost in some ways like starting over from scratch. But we've been able to keep that momentum, keep players here who love Virginia Tech, and couldn't be more proud of our team and the women we're building each and every day.
And you've been part of women's basketball for a while, and you've seen it nationally now grow around the country. What would you say led to the rise outside of just Caitlin Clark and all of what she has done?
I think finally people are understanding the product we've had. We've had it for decades. We've had it for years. We always say if you give us that platform, whether that's TV, radio, you know, social media, you're going to love the product and the personalities of our players. These women still care about school. They want to get degrees. They want to be contributing members to society. So you can see just the rise, sell out arenas all around the country. And, you know, we've been fighting this. We've been telling you just give us a chance. You'll be shocked, and it's amazing how just much more educated people are, and you know, you see the byproduct of it.
Tell us a little bit about the girls you brought with you today and why.
Yeah, Karis Baker and Carly Wenzel are both here, two returning players. They're going to be at the core of our leadership this year. We're going to have the ball in both their hands a lot. You know, they've been just tremendous with the transition from our coaching staff, and you know, they want to be great. They do the right thing, and I just really appreciate their commitment to Virginia Tech.
What would you say is the goal for 2025 Virginia Tech women's basketball season?
You know, it's a little bit coach speak, but we're falling in love with the process. This is a marathon season. We know the ACC gauntlet is going to be incredible. So we have to, you know, just stay with each other each and every day, each and every week, stay healthy. We got to continue to lead our younger players and show them what it takes to be successful. And, you know, at the end of the day, I think good things will happen.
Here with Virginia Tech women's basketball coach, Coach Duffy. So last week there was big news about the athletics department adding all this money. Mm-hmm. How would you respond to somebody that asked, does Virginia Tech women's basketball have the NIL funds to compete?
Well, I think what we're very excited about is that, you know, all associated parties with Virginia Tech made a commitment to athletics. And if you're not changing and evolving and moving, like, you're going to be left behind. So it was very just super exciting for a head coach on the women's side to see there's going to be investment, you know, from football, men's basketball into women's basketball and on down. So, you know, I'm extremely grateful. I think it's the right decision. I think you have to be thinking like that. And then hopefully as we move forward, we're going to be making some strategic decisions that will help all parties involved. And I feel good about where we're at with women's basketball.
And how does the ACC stand up as a conference to the rest of women's basketball right now?
I mean, we're the top conference in women's basketball. If you look at tournament wins, if you look at tournament appearances, the amount of wins in the NCAA tournament, draft picks, we're right there up top. So, you know, from our side, you know, our goal is to get as many teams in the tournament and, you know, produce pros and you know, really have a great product out there.
That's the answer I wanted to hear, and probably the fan base as well. How important is the three-point shot for your team this season?
You know, I think like last year we relied on it a lot. I don't think we have to, you know, rely on it quite as much this year. I think we have a little bit more versatility with our guard play. You know, we love shooting the three, but we ought to make sure we have that balance of inside, outside.
Here with Coach Megan Duffy, I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Richmond's home for the Hokies. What would be your message to the fan base in RVA?
Man, all of our fans, thank you so much. Come out to a game in Blacksburg, you know, to our Richmond crew. We love all our alums and supporters. You're not too far away, so thanks for supporting the Hokies.
How much do you keep in touch with some of your former players that have moved on?
I try, and, you know, whether it's, you know, my time as an assistant coach or a head coach, I try and follow the girls, at least from afar. I have a lot of players playing overseas and professional basketball, so just supporting them, and it's really fun to see them start their own lives outside of, you know, just the college basketball world.
Coach, thanks so much. Good luck this season.
Thank you. Go Hokies.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates, huge supporters of the Virginia Tech Hokies, and we are here with a Hokie live from Radio Row. It is Virginia Tech women's basketball player Carly Wentzel. What's up, Carly?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Glad to be here.
Absolutely, and had to be giving you some confidence to hear your coach say, hey, yeah, let's come back for media day once again.
Wow. Yes, it is. I love it here. I love my staff, my teammates, things like that. So I'm glad to be here.
How would you describe your years and your time at Virginia Tech so far?
I've loved it. I'm from a kind of bigger area, bigger city. So just being in such a more calm like spot, things like that, it's been nice. The fan base is obviously a different kind of vibe than, you know, you would get. Like, it's not calm in the slightest. It's very, everybody kind of knows who you are, everybody is supportive of what you do, things like that. So you kind of walk around and you have a different kind of target on your back, not in a bad way in the slightest. You're glad to be here. You're glad to be at Virginia Tech with certain people around you. And I think Blacksburg just has the greatest people that I've kind of been encountered in my life. So I'm excited to be here. I've always loved the team and atmosphere and things like that.
Seems like you've had some really great mentors, right? So go back to your freshman year, right? You redshirted, but you saw an incredible accomplishment. What was that like?
Extremely eye-opening. I think to walk into college and be put on a platform of biggest women's basketball kind of tournament that you'd ever, obviously ever witness. It was extremely nice to see. All the nerves were not there because I would, you know, it's like a fan being seated courtside. So it was extremely humbling to me and just eye-opening, understanding what it takes to be in that situation. Obviously, I was behind Georgia Amore, and just learning from her every day. Like, again, you just are eye-open to a lot of things, and you just learn so much. And so that year was all about learning from me, all about getting my body right and things like that, and then just putting things into play, obviously carrying and understanding philosophies from certain coaches. And then when Coach Duffy got here, just her energy, like, it made me want to stay. It made me want to continue being a Hokie and things like that. And so that's something that you think about every day. You come into the gym and you know that someone's giving you their all, and that's exactly what I needed from a coach. And so that's why I decided to stay. And obviously, she's helped my game grow so much. And just having two staff members, like, have played my position and things like that, like, I'm just able to soak in so much. And I'm always kind of held to a certain standard, and that's just kind of how things are moving right now. I'm just held with certain things that I need to walk in and be doing every day.
Yeah, and you've certainly risen to the occasion and gotten better every year, and you certainly step into a leadership role right now. What's that going to look like?
I'm not perfect. I'm trying to continue growing in that sort of thing. But again, I have certain people around me mentoring me, allowing me to be my best self. And so that's something that, you know, I continue to work on every day. But it's a lot easier when you have people around you that are willing to take criticism and willing to learn. Everybody on our team wants to kind of know everything, and they all have questions. They're all extremely open-minded. Even myself, like, I have Mackenzie Nelson coming up to me all the time, like, to just tell me what she's saying or tell me what she needs more from me. And so for all of us from 1 to 13 to be able to hold each other to a certain standard, that's something you just don't see often. And that's what kind of makes great teams great.
Here with Carly Wentzel live from Radio Row here in Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC tip-off. So every year Selection Sunday for a lot of people, it's their dream comes true. I want to talk about the heartbreak, though, of last year. And what was that like to not hear your name get called in your team?
I would say we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. We won games that we shouldn't have won, and then we lost games that we should have won. And so things like that, like if you're not going to come out and kind of be your best every day, it will hurt you. But I think that goes to say how tough the ACC is as well. Any team can beat any team, and that's something that's said very often. And so I think last year was just a representative of that, and we have to come out this year with a different mindset and a kind of just ready for battle every day. We can't just have lapses, especially the small mental lapses that we were having towards the end of last year.
What would you say you wanted to improve on most in your game this offseason?
Definitely just my turnover rate and just finishing, like just taking the easy stuff. I think there were times where I over-penetrated a lot. And so that's something I've worked on all summer. And right now I'm getting kind of yelled at to shoot the ball. And I'm like, okay, coach, like I'm shooting the ball. But it's just kind of taking the easy ones. Like no need to dribble if I have an open three. No need to go into the paint if I have an open pull-up. Just small stuff like that has been what I've been working on the most. And I think that was something that I struggled with last year, and just putting people in the right positions, giving the ball to people when they're going to be successful, not putting my teammates into bad positions where either I'm going to get a turnover or they are, or even just dead ball turnovers. Just kind of taking everything with every possession, but definitely putting each other in right positions and on my end, just taking what's given.
It certainly feels like women's basketball has opened so many new doors recently. I wonder how much have you been paying attention to that? Like, did you watch the 3-on-3 at the Olympics, and were you like, is that something I could maybe do in the future?
I'm very big on WNBA, so I will watch like all of WNBA, anything. That's my thing. I kind of will go home and the team's like, oh, y'all want to go to dinner? I'm like, okay, well, when I have class, and two, WNBA is on at 7. So that's something I'm really big on. I love kind of the pace and just the ball screen action. I think that's something I'm successful in. So my dad really wants me to go WNBA route or even just try. I'm very much want to go pursue my career, which is like FBI and everything. And my dad will be like, oh, well, did you watch the WNBA game? And I'm like, yes, dad. Like, so it's put in my mind all the time. All the people around me are like, oh, well, this translate and that translate, which I would agree. It's extremely interesting. I think it's something that when I can just add to my game now, but just how successful people are becoming and how much of a platform that it has built has been extremely great to see.
What's it going to take to have a successful season this year for the Hokies?
Just work. I think that our work ethic will take us a long way. And even if we're not making shots, if we can disrupt on defense or just our pace, like if we can get people just off balance and things like that, which is something that we're really working on. I think our athleticism is a strength of ours. And so pushing the ball and just kind of not letting up, not walking into the court and just seeing who's going to punch first, coming in and being dominant will be our strength.
Carly, thanks for the time. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Hokies, and we are here in Charlotte for ACC tip-off, and it is a day of women's basketball. Here with us right now from the Lady Hokies, it's Karis Baker. What's going on, Karis?
Not much. How are you?
I'm doing great. How does it feel to be here at Media Day?
Great. I mean, this is my first time, so I'm really excited to be here to represent Virginia Tech.
Got to feel like you arrived here with your coach telling you, hey, yeah, come on down. Let's represent Virginia Tech together.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was really excited to get the opportunity, especially to be with Carly. She's one of my closest friends on the team, so I'm just really excited.
How would you describe your play last season?
I would say just my versatility has been really important to me. I mean, working on that all the time in the off season, working on it during the season last year. So I'd say just being able to play in and out, take what the defense gives me, I think is really important. And then also bringing that into year three is going to be kind of crucial for me.
How do you describe Coach Duffy's offense?
I would say Coach Duffy's offense is very versatile. You can have a four player playing three. You can have, honestly, anyone bringing the ball up. And then also our pace is really important. I think she wants to play fast, and so that's really important for us as well. So I would say the pace and then just also the versatility that we have 1 through 5 girls that can play in and out. So, yeah.
How does that fit the way you like to play?
I love playing in and out. I think it's really important as a four to be able to shoot the ball, be able to bring the ball up a little bit to help the guards, and then just also be able to post up smaller defenders. So I say, I mean, Coach Duffy gives me a lot of leeway to do that, and I really appreciate her being able to understand my versatility, use my size to the advantage, and just working with her all the time on that is really fun for me.
You know, down low at the power forward position, it feels like every person has their favorite spot that they like to get the ball.
Yeah.
How would you describe that for you?
I would say on the perimeter, I like to get the ball on the wing. If I have an open shot right there, if I have a pick and pop, my guards are always finding me on a pick and pop. And then in the post, I would say just like kind of the short corner area, just having that little short corner jumper, or just being able to, like I said, take what the defense gives me. And that is, I would say those are my two favorite spots.
How would you describe what it's like playing basketball at Virginia Tech?
I mean, it's amazing. The environment is awesome. We have the best fans in the world. We're the best fans in the conference, and that's not even close. So I would just say the support that we have for women's basketball at our school, it's like no other. You don't see that anywhere else. And so I would just say I'm so grateful for our fans that come and show support all the time and just come up to us, even in the grocery store, they'll come up to us and say we love women's basketball so much. And like a couple of years ago, we couldn't say that women's basketball was as much as it is now. And so I would just say our support, the environment, playing in Castle every night is just like electric.
You mentioned that the support you get now, it's incredible and it's been on the rise. How about you personally, like your friend group that you grew up with? Were they all big women's basketball fans? Have they started to get into it?
Yeah, my friends were big women's basketball fans. I would say now they're really into it. I mean, they know everybody on the team now. They watch every single game. It's so fun to know people in high school will text me and I haven't talked to them in a while. And they'll say, hey, I watched your game was on at whatever is on TV and I watched it with my friends and I was like, oh, I know her. So just having that support as well outside of the Virginia Tech community is just amazing. So yeah.
What did you play growing up? Was it a lot of AAU? Was it a high school ball? What was it?
Yeah, I played high school and then also AAU. So that kind of helped me. I played AAU in New York and I actually played with Mackenzie Nelson, who is on our team as well. So I've been with her for a while.
How would you describe the women's basketball AAU scene?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely growing as well. I think that is something that has also grown in a couple of years. When I played when I was younger, it wasn't as big, but now we have so many girls coming out of AAU who are top players in the country, coming into college, being All-Americans. I mean, it's kind of amazing to see how much it's grown and how much support that there is social media-wise as well.
We are here with Karis Baker from the Virginia Tech women's basketball team. How comfortable are you in Blacksburg?
So comfortable. Oh my gosh, I walk around and it's just like amazing just to support. Everyone is so nice. I mean, I'm from Connecticut, so New England, I mean, I'm not dissing New England. I love New England, but a lot of people in New England are not as nice as people in the South. So I would just say everyone is just so welcoming into everything I do. And then on top of that, being a basketball player as well, being an athlete, they're so supportive of everything we do. And so I'm just so comfortable walking around Blacksburg. It's amazing.
What would you say was your big moment on the court last year?
I would say the Miami game was kind of a breakthrough game for me. That was a fun game.
7 3-pointers?
Yeah. That was a fun game for me. That was our first away, Coach Duffy's first home or away game win. So that was really fun. And being able to have that at an away game. I mean, I like away games. It's kind of fun to be able to silence the crowd. So that was a fun game.
Yeah. I mean, did that feel like a heat check game? Just anything you tossed up was going in?
Yeah. I mean, in the beginning of the game, I think I missed like 4 shots and I was like, okay, maybe I should just stop. Maybe I should just like slow down a little bit. And then I found myself open and I was like, I mean, I got to keep shooting. So, and it worked for us. So.
Yeah. How do you describe that feeling when it's just going in like that?
Yeah. I mean, my confidence was like through the roof. I mean, at one point my teammates were throwing me the ball and just telling me to shoot it. So just having them around me as well, like just telling me to keep shooting. I mean, I feel like that's the reason why I made all those 3-pointers.
So I talked to Carly about this, and every year on Selection Sunday, a lot of people, it's their dream, right? Mm-hmm. It becomes a reality when you hear your name. But for a lot of teams also, there's the opposite side of it.
Yeah.
Personally, I would like to expand the field, all right? But what was that moment like on a devastating Sunday when you didn't hear your team name called?
Yeah, I would say for me, I was definitely disappointed. I was a little bit angry too, but I think after that feeling of just the disappointment and the frustration, I felt like we put a lot into the season and we didn't get the outcome that we wanted, but we also had a chip on our shoulder and I still carry that chip on my shoulder right now. Just having that in the back of my mind, sitting in that room with everybody there, and just not hearing our name called, I think that's definitely something I'm going to take into this season. And also just going into the WBIT, I mean, we were the number one seed. So having that chip on our shoulder as well, And then obviously we didn't have the outcome we wanted at the end of the season in the WBIT, but like I said, I'm taking that into this season as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those stories where it feels like it can really inspire a team the following season. Mm-hmm. Have you guys felt like you're closer because of that experience this offseason?
Yeah, I would say even bringing the transfers and freshmen, and obviously they weren't there last year, so they don't really understand what happened, but obviously they know we have such a passionate group about that, and we have our core that stayed, and we decided to stay at Virginia Tech and just take what we can with the group that we have and then add a couple new additions. So just having that, I think they understand how frustrated and disappointed we were with last year and not getting our name called. So I think everybody honestly has a chip on their shoulder now.
Well, good luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.